believe it or not, we're learning more and more about how gene sequencing is starting to make its way into functional medicine and also skin health.
This is the Entrepology Podcast, the podcast where we optimize the bodies, brains, and lifestyles of entrepreneurs, go-getters, and world-changing innovators.
Welcome to the Entrepology Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Megan Walker. As a naturopathic doctor and anthropologist, I optimize the health and performance of badass women working to change the world as entrepreneurs and go-getters. You know, people exactly like you. Your business, body balance, and inner badass, these are the themes we are exploring. So today's episode falls into our body category. We are talking about health, and in particular, we are talking about the health of our skin. Now, admittedly, this is an area where I actually have a fair bit of ignorance. And while I am passionate about making sure that we have healthy, vital-looking skin, I am ignorant about the spectrum of choices that we have available to us. My guest today, Rachel Varga, is a board-certified aesthetic nurse specialist, and this is her area of expertise. With over 18,000 procedures under her belt and a distinct passion for finding science-based, natural approaches to healthy skincare, she's kind of the perfect guest to unlock what is, to me, an entirely mysterious world. I'm really excited to introduce you to Rachel Varga and the exciting and innovative ideas she has about caring for our skin. Rachel Varga, welcome to the Entrepology Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Well, I'm really excited to jump into skincare with you. So you're a board certified aesthetic nurse. You have extensive background in how we can start to boost our collagen and we can get our skin feeling amazing and all these things, which is one thing when we have access to a clinic, a dermatology clinic, a natural dermatologist, like whoever we're working. It's a totally different ballgame when we are all stuck at home. We are left to our own devices. And I kind of feel like what we do on our own is we pick all the sale items with seemingly no strategy whatsoever. We do what our friends are doing. And Rachel, I am so excited to have you here to help set us straight. So before we jump into that piece, I would love for you to give my listeners a background as to who you are, why you are so passionate about this. And then we're really going to get into biohacking our skin.
Awesome. Well, thank you again for having me, Megan. It's just a pleasure to be here and spend some time with you and your audience here. And my intention for this call is for you guys just to get a little wiser with how you're treating your skin at home and whatnot. So obviously putting into practice the helpful information from Megan, you as a health expert in your own right. And now we're going to talk about skin. So I'm a board certified aesthetic nurse specialist. What that means is I've undergone additional training in the field of aesthetic nursing and plastic surgery nursing, which is really exciting. I love writing articles in this space. I'm an award-winning academically published author in the space of aesthetic nursing, writing another paper this year, which is really cool just to add to the body of knowledge because this is such a growing and very exciting field. And what got me into this field was I had a couple treatments myself, and I didn't really think that the education or assessment I had was as in depth as I had really hoped. And so my aim is to bring the highest quality of care possible to my clients, both in the clinic and online, because I do virtual skin strategy sessions with people all over the world. I spend an hour with people, and I just really help them uncover what their skin goals are and then help them find strategies to achieve that, whether that's their at-home routine, in-clinic things, which we're going to talk about, how to avoid the gimmicks, and what you can do in practices. There's a lot for you guys to know that you're going to learn in this episode, and you're going to learn some really key things that are going to help you save a lot of time and money and focus on things that are backed by research and avoid things that might be a health hazard to you.
Amazing. It's really interesting because as you were going through this, I was like, oh, I'm really aware of my own sentiment around skincare pieces. And it's probably, well, it's certainly a reflection of my own lack of knowledge in this particular area. But I have to say it's skin health. And while I completely understand, I understand the basics of it, when it comes to where am I going to invest, there's always a portion of me that I'm like, I have a really hard time differentiating what's actually a good idea from what's a good sales pitch. So I'm really excited for us to delve into that piece. And the only other time I have felt like this, where I actually just said to our guest straight up, I'm like, I'm completely skeptical of your industry, was when I had this amazing dentist on my show. And I was like, let's just take all of my skepticism out of it. Like, let's give people straight answers about what they need to know. Because I actually feel like when it comes to seeing a dentist or picking products for your skin, this is an area where I actually feel the average consumer, despite the fact that it's in front of us all the time, we have very little knowledge around what we should actually be doing versus what we've been told. So can we just start there from the basics? What is it that everyone needs to be doing with respect to general skincare? And then let's get into some of the fancy stuff.
Well, first of all, you mentioned something really interesting. You mentioned your internal intuition or radar regarding different people and how they practice. So when you're talking about dentistry, just like with aesthetic nursing, aesthetic medicine, all sorts of different fields, like what you do as well. If you're just not sure about working with someone, don't work with someone. Use your spidey senses. But if you really like the light and energy that they're bringing into the world, go ahead and support them. And if you feel drawn to them and you like their message, that could be a great person for you to support. But if you just feel like you're getting sold stuff, then that's also something that you should look at as what I like to call a red flag when you're looking for a provider. Work with people that really, you feel like they truly have your best interest at heart. They're truly wanting to care for you. And what that will actually allow you to start doing is to become a more conscious consumer. We are in an age of online, e-store this, e-store that, and you don't actually know the person who you're supporting at the end of that line. And what I do with my business practices, I really like to support companies that really look after their employees really well. They have great business practices. They avoid certain ingredients in their skincare products. They don't test on animals. And I've been doing this a long time, almost 10 years, 18,000 procedures later. Trust me, I'm always learning.
Wow. Okay, so what should we know? Like, what should a typical skincare routine look like for the average person morning and evening? And you're going to say, there's no average person, Megan, because we all have different skin types. But where do we need to start?
Yeah, actually, I would say that in my experience, pretty much everyone I've worked with that's come to me that say has quote unquote, I've been told I have rosacea, right? Or they have sensitive skin and whatnot. As soon as they start following a basic protocol, hitting on a couple of different parts, that's really when their skin starts to become less sensitive and look healthier and feel smoother and look glassier. So I made this really easy because I actually get asked this all the time. I have a free download. It's the treatment planning guide. And with that, right now, you're also getting my sophisticated skin cheat sheet where I take you through some of my favorite steps. And you can just download that at rachelvarga.ca. It's a little pop-up. If you get on my newsletter, that's going to be the first thing that you get as well. My treatment planning guide and sophisticated skin cheat sheet. That's a tongue twister. So basically, we want to start with cleansing the skin morning and night, moisturizing the skin morning and night, using a mineral-based sunscreen every single day. If your feet hit the floor, even if you're not leaving the house, the damage from our blue light on our skin is real. It's actually what we're finding now to be more impactful than the UVA rays, which we get on the cloudy days, and the UVB rays on the sunny days. So it's actually our blue light that's really aging us quite quickly. And then exfoliating a few times a week. So that's a basic routine. The part that does require some customization, which when you work with someone like myself, I can sort of navigate that for you. And I pull from what I've seen work for other people with your similar skin conditions and even your similar skin genetic and heritage background. Because believe it or not, we're learning more and more about how gene sequencing is starting to make its way into functional medicine and also skin health.
Okay, I love that. So when we talk about cleansers, let's start there because there's oil-based cleansers and there's water-based cleansers what are we looking for when we're looking for a cleanser? Then we got a cream cleanser. Then we've got cleansers that don't, like, I'm at a loss.
Yeah, that's a really, really great cleanser. And that's actually one of the first things I ask people when I'm reviewing their skin routine with them on a call. And I like to know what consistency of product they're using. And the funny thing is, a lot of times when people are using oil-based products, in my experience, those are actually the people that are having some of the most problems. And even when people are using things like coconut, it's something that's determined to be, you know, healthy for us. But if, say, your specific physiology and your genes actually don't respond well to coconut oil, something that might be really good for someone else might not be great for you. So I tend to say if you're acne prone, working with like a gel-based cleanser is often great. If you're maybe on the drier spectrum, someone has a cream cleanser, but that doesn't actually really mean anything, because what it comes down to is actually the formulation. What are the actives in the cleanser? Is it free of parabens, phthalates, sulfates, artificial dyes, fragrances, and if it is it tested on animals? It's got to hit all those points, and right. Yeah, formulation does matter.
So is it always worth it to be picking an organic cleanser or organic products? And is organic, and as a term, does it have anything to do with the chemical composition of the products that we're using on our skin, or is it a marketing term?
Yeah, I would actually say, let's just talk about greenwashing for a second here. So greenwashing in product labeling is huge. So say you go to the grocery store, you find a cleaner that has like a green label on it, or a green leaf, or it says all natural or clean or chemical free. And then you flip it around and the first ingredient is water. Well, water is a chemical. I actually dive into greenwashing in my book, Unlocking Your Vitality, which is available on my website, because this is something that I think that people really need to know, is the greenwashing landscape. When you see those terms, green, all natural, eco-friendly, chemical-free, they actually don't mean anything from a chemistry perspective. I have a background in chemistry. And water and air are chemicals, and we actually need them. What matters is if they're toxic to us. So when it comes to organic, obviously that's great. But what I find with a lot of completely all organic products is that sometimes they're lacking the science in the product formulation and development. And I really like to work with products that are going to deliver results. So sometimes that's what I find with these all organic products, is that they just might not deliver the results that someone might be anticipating.
So when it comes to picking these pieces, and does the kit approach work? Like, should we find a company we like and just go with everything from that particular company? Should we be pulling from different places? Like, how do we start to pull this skin routine together?
That's such a great question. When I actually make product recommendations for people, I'm typically using multiple different brands, because I find with these brands, I work with, you know, some of the top medical grade brands in the world, and also support other local formulators also when they have really great products. And I just find that when I'm making recommendations, I'm pulling from different brands to meet different needs, because every line often has duds. And every line can have superstars. So I do my best to kind of mix and match based on what I've seen really help people. And sometimes the kits, you know, maybe the sunscreen in that might make you break out, or the exfoliant might not be as aggressive as you need if you're, say, acne prone. So I don't always love the kits, but sometimes the kits are helpful. But I do recommend having someone help you out with customizing your routine.
Okay, so take us through the steps one more time, especially for those people who are listening. No one's in the car these days, so it's not like people are driving, but for those people who are walking around, what are we doing twice a day? We are cleansing?
Yes, morning and night.
Okay.
And then we're moisturizing morning and night.
And cleansing is just using a cleanser and then we're moisturizing? Like, we don't need toners in between, we don't need like water serums and oil serums, like we don't need 85 steps, we just need two?
Well, this is a really good question, actually, because a lot of cleansers that are made, they're not pH balanced to the skin, and then a toner is necessary. But I actually am a bit of a firm believer that you don't need makeup wipes, you don't need makeup remover, you don't need toners or any of these things. Number one, you keep putting toxins and chemicals on your body, and you're creating waste every time you use those products. So when you just start to use a really slick cleanser that's going to do all of that, then you don't need to worry about those toning or additional makeup remover steps.
Okay, and then we're not worried about the pH of the skin after the cleansing?
Well, if you're using a good product, it is going to be pH balanced after you've used your cleanser.
Amazing. Can you point us in the right direction on a few considerations that we can look at from a cleanser?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to make any brand specific recommendations because it's always different for everybody. So I would just suggest if you're listening and you do want a little bit of guidance, just to book a call with me at rachelvarga.ca. I'm happy to help.
Okay, I love it. And talk to us a little bit about budget for these types of things, because I feel like as soon as we start to get into specific products, we're also getting into like hundreds of dollars worth of skin care support. So can you just address that little piece? Like, are we still able to have really great skin routines with really quality products without spending hundreds of dollars to do it?
Of course you can. I love what you almost said there. Skincare.
See, I told you I have these like subliminal things going on with skin stuff. Well, I did it again. It's all you, Rachel. Just talk.
Well, I really hear you because I when people would come and see me, and either in the clinic or online, and they were just telling me what they were spending, and they had, you know, this package of lasers and they didn't get the results that they want. It doesn't necessarily matter how much you're spending. It's whether or not that formulation is going to be right for you and you're using the right routine with it. And so you don't need to spend a lot of money. I would say for someone to get started on a really basic cleanser, moisturizer, sunscreen, scrub routine, about $250 to $300 Canadian is going to get you there. And so you might be thinking, oh, geez, I'm spending that on one moisturizer, right? And yeah, I see that far too often. So expensive doesn't mean necessarily better, because what's happening in the skincare industry is a lot of times you'll see a product online and that exact same formulation, this is called private labeling, could actually be the same formulation you're finding on your drugstore shelf for $9.
Yes. Yeah, and like, we know that from sort of the supplement industry and functional medicine, yeah, and all of those pieces. Rachel, talk to us a little bit about some of the adjacent routines that are super hot right now because everyone's stuck at home. I had a face mask party with some girlfriends the other day, and we like threw face masks on and chatted, mm-hmm, over Zoom. I know everyone is into jade rollers and other types of rollers. Talk to us about some of the things that people are doing at home right now, the ones that are working, the things that we should be looking out for.
For sure. What I'm going to do is just really focus on some of the things that I personally do that I could potentially, you know, suggest. And I'm not really going to be hacking down beauty devices in this episode because there are a lot of devices out there that are just absolute garbage. And so I don't think we'll have time to talk about that. That's a whole other tangent. But first of all, what I don't want you to be doing is to be buying any type of household product, beauty product, supplement off of these third-party auction websites. This is a big health concern right now. And if you want to learn more, I recommend that you listen and watch the episode called Broken on Netflix, because it really takes you kind of into the world of the counterfeit beauty industry. And this is in supplementation as well, counterfeit products. So you could be, say, buying a product that says, oh, it's this moisturizer or it's this dermal roller, but it could be a knockoff. And the same thing goes when you're trying to get that, you know, designer handbag. It looks the same, but is it the same? You know, questionable, especially right, if there's a big price difference too. And so this is something everyone needs to be aware of. So one of the things that I do like to work with that I do personally is something called dermal rolling. This has been used since the 90s. It's otherwise known as collagen induction therapy. There are multiple academic articles on the process and mechanism of collagen induction therapy. So I recommend you look into that. So where people go wrong is they direct message or they email someone like me, Rachel, what brand do you recommend? Rachel, where do I get this roller? Which one do you use? How much is a roller? Because it's not just about rolling. I'm a firm believer that you have to get your basic routine established first to stabilize the skin. And then you have to understand how to use your roller. Because a lot of times I meet with people and they've spent this money on this roller and they're like, I don't even know how to use it.
Yes, that's true. I don't know how to use it. What, like when we talk about dermal rolling, what are we talking about? Are we talking about jade rollers that we can buy at the drugstore? No. Are we, like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, so the dermal roller is basically this roller with teeny tiny needles on it. You actually shouldn't really be able to see the needles. If you are able to see the needles on your roller and they're quite long and you roll and it's kind of hurting you, you're likely using something that's going way too deep in the skin, and you could actually be setting yourself up for all sorts of problems. So at-home dermal roller is basically like aerating the lawn. If you know that drum on the aerator, and it's got these little spikes that go into the grass, they create this little channel of injury, and then you can apply fertilizer, or, you know, hopefully you're not using fertilizers, but like good nutrients for the soil. It's like that for the skin. So the needles on the dermal roller are creating a very controlled injury in the skin to a specific depth that's determined to be right for you and your needs, and that isn't going to be too aggressive and whatnot, but still effective. And so you basically wash the face, you do your rolling in different patterns, which I actually have this really cute YouTube video that I filmed with my lovely husband, who just dropped off my hot bone broth for my voice here.
Love it.
But there's specific ways to do it. So I walk people through how to do that. I also have a dermal rolling cheat sheet guide that I hand out to every single person that I do a consultation with. And you basically are creating a controlled injury in the skin. Then you're putting specific products on over top to feed and nourish the skin. But the thing is, you can't just use anything, because a lot of the products that you are purchasing are determined to be safe and effective to be applied on the top of the skin topically. But when you're rolling, some of those products are actually being absorbed transdermally. So you want to use things that are determined to be safe and effective in conjunction with collagen induction therapy. But it does work, and it is a really quite wonderful cost-effective approach for people, say if they don't have the budget for lasers or injectables, but they're still wanting to do things consistently at home to stimulate collagen, to keep their brown spots at bay, to help reduce acne, pore size, scarring, all sorts of things. It is a great option.
How often are we using a dermal roller?
That's really the key, is to be consistent with it. So it's like with your diet, your exercise, if you're a fan of red light therapy like I am, it's all about consistency. So it's not about getting a microneedling session done in a clinic a couple of times a year. You're actually going to get better long-term results if you're using your roller more consistently. I definitely notice on the nights when I do my rolling and then I wake up the next morning, my skin is noticeably smoother and it just feels really good. But initially, when you start to roll, you can get some dryness, irritation, especially when you're using actives with it, like retinol. And unfortunately, where a lot of people go wrong is they don't have their basic skin routine to mitigate the redness and irritation that's expected from the controlled dermal injury that's expected with collagen right. induction therapy. So it's not just about buying a roller and getting it. It's about understanding how to use it properly. And I love helping people with that.
Right. And putting it into the context of your unique skin, just like anything else that you have going on with respect to your
Absolutely.
Health.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. And talk to us too, because I know, listen, I'm such a good test case for this interview, because I'm like, I know these terms, but I don't know these things. So if we've got our dermal rolling, talk to us a little bit about the jade rollers. And like you can, like I said, you can get them on well.ca. I found them at the end of the street at the coffee shop. So like, what is the deal with these things? Are they worth it? Do they do anything in terms of lymphatic flow on the face? Is that something we should be looking at?
Okay. So jade rolling isn't something that I do. And one of the reasons why I don't use a jade roller is because I do my dermal rolling myself. So you're actually doing similar motions with it while creating little channels of injury that stimulate your fibroblasts to make more collagen. So with the jade roller, what it's doing is actually helping with some lymphatic drainage, but I'm holding my fingers up to you right now. I have perfectly capable fingers to do my own facial lymphatic drainage. So do you need to buy a device to do that? No. Some people really like it because it allows them to take time for themselves and really spend time on their self-care and appreciate their beautiful skin and facial features and spend time and attention on themselves. And that's great. But is jade rolling something that I do? No. I'd rather do something like dermal rolling instead.
Yeah, it's just probably a little bit more effective. I'd love to talk about this notion of collagen production, and not just from things that we necessarily put onto our skin, but some of the surrounding options that we have. So I know you've spoken about red light therapy. We've broken this down on the podcast before. I'd love to talk about that. And then I would actually really love to talk about food and supplementation as it pertains to skin health as well. So for those people who are just joining us, are like, red light, like, what are you talking about? Can you give everyone a little bit of a background on what that is, and then specifically what it has to do with our skin?
I would love to. I've been working with laser therapies for nearly the last 10 years, and I actually do instruct other nurses and physicians on laser therapies and how to integrate them into their practice, which is really, really cool. So I really get the science of it. And what red light therapy does is very different than what you get in the clinic. In the office, we're working with super powerful lasers to basically break down reds and browns in the skin to give a clear complexion. We're working with lasers to do significant resurfacing, so pore size reduction, acne scarring, promoting collagen in the skin. And what red light therapy is shown to do, and it's been around for a long time, there is a whole slew of research that you can dive into on the benefits of red light therapy. The biggest benefit to red light therapy is basically having an effect of reducing inflammation in the cell and promoting things like mitochondria to make more ATP, which gives us more energy. And the thing with red light therapy that a lot of people don't know, it's like with dermal rolling. It's funny how you get these parallels with these really nice, gentle, somewhat non-invasive options, is that consistency is king. So every morning when I get ready, I turn on my Juve light, my red light therapy. That's the one I use right now. So I get my front, my back. So 20 minutes on my front, 20 minutes on my back. I do that morning and night, actually. And then also when I'm sitting at my desk here, I'll get penetration on my legs. What the data shows us is that we want to get 10 minutes of exposure with red light therapy with certain wavelengths and devices. So just because you bought a red light device off these third-party websites doesn't really mean anything, because they could actually just be like light bulbs with this red film over it. When we're talking about light energy, they have to be at a certain power output and a certain wavelength. And the time's got to be right. So just because something is more powerful doesn't necessarily mean that it's better. Or just because you get more exposure doesn't mean that it's necessarily better. You really have to follow where the data is going, which is really, really cool. So I'm a big fan of red light therapy for reducing overall inflammation in my body. Anytime that we can do that is going to just help us age better, because inflammation is really what ages us.
Yeah, it's so cool. I love this idea, and I love unpacking this idea that it's not the traditional products that are actually helping us achieve health. And in fact, the whole notion of red light, and it's kind of like a ratio thing. It always reminds me of fish oil, actually, in terms of omega-3s to omega-6s, in terms of balancing inflammation. I think part of the success of the red light therapy is just we're so bombarded with blue lights and other forms of light that are like our systems are just craving, they're craving that reset. So it's a really cool tool. And anyone who's interested, we'll hook everyone up in our show notes to the episode that we did with the founders of Juve, talking all about red light therapy.
Did you talk to Wes?
Yeah, we did. We had a really great interview, and it's exciting. It's exciting to have options that extend us beyond the tradition. And I think that's really what our listeners are looking for. They're like, okay, great. Like, now I have some framework to start to get my skincare routine in check. And yes, even I'm like, I have to add that to my quarantine to-do list.
But I'll give you a consultation after this, don't you worry.
But all of the different pieces that drive health and the health of our skin, I want to make sure that we unpack. So on the topic of collagen, and in addition to the red light, can you talk about some of the things you talked about, your bone broth that just arrived for you? What are some of the things that your most vibrant patients are doing in terms of addressing the health of their skin beyond just their skincare routine?
Oh my gosh. Okay. This is actually my favorite topic. Sorry. I just got like fangirl excited about this, because this is really what my work is moving towards, unpacking what my most vibrant patients are doing. This is exactly what I talk about in my ebook, Unlocking Your Vitality. This is what I love to share, because this is really the gold stuff. This is the stuff that's free, but it takes the most time and energy to cultivate. And what I see my most vibrant patients doing, newsflash, they're actually usually women in their 50s and 60s that have learned to cultivate these practices. They're cultivating very balancing and grounding practices. So from a hormonal perspective, you know, if things are too high or too low, things are going to be out of whack. So whatever we can do to help balance things, this is great. So when it comes to body, mind, spirit, energy, I'm a firm believer that by balancing those different aspects to the greatest degree that you can on a daily level is really what's going to be facilitating a healthy body and also a healthy body, mind, spirit, and energy. And really, that's where I'm learning more and more that that's where true radiance comes from. Because you can meet with someone that doesn't have quote-unquote great skin or look, you know, beautiful in regards to the standards of what's in social media and things like that, but you interact with them, you hear them speak, you get this kindness and warmth from them that translates in something that isn't necessarily visual, right, in regards to our standards, but it makes you feel so good to be around them. That's where the juicy stuff is.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what do these self-care routines look like for these women?
Yeah, well, typically they're yogis, right? Because as we get on in years, sometimes running can get hard on our joints, things like that. So yoga, tai chi, Pilates, these are all wonderful grounding practices. And so when people start to combine those types of exercises that are really focusing on your stability, your flexibility, alongside cardiovascular type options for working out, alongside some weight-bearing options, when you're really hitting those three points for your bodily health, that's really, really key. The trick is to listen to what makes you feel good. And then for the mind, I mean, this is just like a really quick overview. I dive into this in much greater detail in my ebook. But for the mind, we always want to be doing things that bring ourselves joy for yourself and others. And you'd be surprised. There are some studies out there on when we give back and we're kind to other people, it makes us feel better than if we were to do that same very thing to ourselves. If we were to keep that $20 instead of giving it to someone else, and then they could give it to other people and so on and so forth. So doing things that make you feel good. One of my favorite authors, Rebecca Campbell, she likes to use the phrase, do what lights you up. I love that. And then from a spiritual perspective, it's not about being religious or being divided. It's just about finding a spiritual practice or lineage that makes you feel really good. So for me, I definitely share this a lot. My great grandmother was a second ordained female evangelical minister in Canada. So I do come from just this beautiful lineage of women, and that just like helping people and spreading light in the world. And that translates into a lot of what I do every day, and that gives me a lot of purpose. So finding your purpose is really key. And then from an energetic standpoint, when say the hormones in our bodies are balanced, you know, we're not bombarded with EMFs, blue light, like this all affects our energy. And you know, we're able to quantify our energy in our body more and more and more the more we understand just the fields around us, which is really cool. So do protect your energy. If you just have an inclination that, okay, that food doesn't feel good for me, or being there doesn't make me feel good, or being around this person doesn't make me feel good, that's actually your body's own guidance system.
Yeah, such great advice. Rachel, what are some of your favorite beauty foods?
Oh, well, okay, bone broth. I just have some right here. So I love getting like a grass-fed beef bone broth, and then, you know, boiling it with properly filtered water, things like that. I really enjoy having it every night. I just find it really kind of seals my gut, and I just sleep better. I feel better in the morning. And then I do like to have it sometimes during the day or in the morning. Also, I typically do a fast from about like 8 p.m. until about noon the next day. For some reason, that just works for me. But I'll have my coffee. I'll maybe have a banana or bone broth in between that time. But it just makes me feel really good. It's nice on my throat. And the thing about like ingesting things like collagen is that it's good for you on so many different levels. But where people kind of go wrong is they think that oh, if I drink collagen, it's going to magically go into this wrinkle. It doesn't really work like that.
It definitely does not. It definitely does not work like that. Yeah, for sure. Okay, so you've got bone broth, consuming. I mean, I add collagen to my coffee mostly because I just find it a really great blood sugar stabilizer.
Oh, I'm really picky with my coffee. I'm actually, I love bulletproof coffee. I really like it black. And it's funny, when I have other coffee sometimes, I just really taste the difference. I get that sort of like jittery feeling, and I don't like that. And I find with this specific type of coffee, it just makes me feel really good. But I love coffee.
Yeah.
But in a French press, not with anything with plastic piping in like your Keurig or anything like that. You want to reduce your plastic exposure.
Yeah, we'll go on a whole hormonal tangent if we start talking about plastics, and you know, it's the same tangent, frankly, if we're talking about phthalates or we're talking about anything else in our beauty products, and that I feel like is a whole secondary conversation that we should have at some point. So we've got consuming our collagen, we have got our bone broth in there. Any other things that are really consistent in terms of your own health and that you advise your clients around? Green smoothies or like excessive hydration or water and lemon, like what are some of your key things that you really integrate into their routines?
Definitely filtered water. And I've actually, with my husband, we've been growing our own lettuce and other veggies for years. And I live on Vancouver Island, so I'm lucky to be able to do that. We have a climate where we can grow. But like, you should see our backyard and greenhouse. There's so much growing there. But if you don't have access to a greenhouse or, you know, garden beds, use your patio. Grow some of your own greens if you can. But having foods that are rich in like life force, right? So like foods that are actually live, that have enzymes, are really, really key. And I know a lot of people can sometimes be stocking up on like pantry items, but that food is really dead. It's not very nutrient dense. So I do actually eat incredibly well. I actually picked up garbage yesterday at one of my favorite mountain spots, and it was all just garbage fast food wrappers. So it kind of makes you wonder, like, the mindset of these people that are, number one, eating this crap food, and then they're just, you know, throwing it down the mountainside. I really wonder if, for people that really are cognizant of their food choices, their lifestyle choices, they just realize that stuff is terrible for their bodies and the environment. But you have to eat right. You have to hit the points: body, mind, spirit, energy.
If you're throwing your garbage down the side of a mountain, I pretty much guarantee you have terrible skin. There's just like a lack of congruence there. Like, the number one thing you can do for your skin is not throw your garbage down a mountain, people. My favorite thing that you said there, Rachel, was if you don't have access to a greenhouse, because I live in downtown Toronto, so that it just made me smile. If you could see how small
you can sprout.
Yeah, I do. And we've got some little plants in our back room with my kids. Oh. We've planted a whole bunch of stuff. But I was just smiling to myself. I was like, oh, what has to be true in my life for me to have a greenhouse? It just sounds so divine and so amazing. I love that. I love that you're building your own food, and the more you're in touch with, and I had this conversation with a woman in my mastermind group last week, like sometimes it's just actually being in touch with life and being connected to the origin of food. And you know, we can talk about hacks and products and all of these things, but you know, one of the first things I certainly talk about with my patients is like, you have to be connected to the origins of health if you want to have health. And so I think that's really what you are alluding to. All the things that you're talking about doing or talking about taking, they're all things that connect you to the origins of health, which I think is super powerful. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
To you guys listening, you can't underestimate the power of being outside, grounding, put your feet on the earth, touching the trees, touching the leaves, touching fresh running water. I mean, these are all things that actually really balance us energetically and do assist our skin microbiome.
Absolutely. And the skin microbiome, I feel like, is a really cool additional piece to unpack. One thing I really want to make sure that we touch on, Rachel, because I feel like it's an area that people either Well, I just think they have a lot of questions around. And that is, if we were to transition and talk a little bit about injection therapy, what are we talking about there? And what are safe considerations that we need to look at? I see more and more in natural health clinics and spas, there are options related to injection therapy. And I think it's one of those classic situations where we don't know what we don't know. And there's a lot of assumptions being made based on who's offering it, that it must be safe. So what are some quick and dirty tips that you've got for our listeners with respect to navigating this world?
Oh, that's great, because over the last couple of weeks, I did a three-part series of actually teaching a number of naturopaths on some injection therapies. So this is very fresh in my mind.
Awesome.
And I teach on this topic. So the thing is, I follow a 70-year rule. I don't do anything, you know, facial injection-wise, unless that product has been deemed to be safe and effective. Unfortunately, what I see right now is things are being mixed. And so say, for example, someone's taking like a neuromodulator or a hyaluronic acid facial injectable product, and then they're putting vitamins in with it. And then they're doing these different types of like mesotherapies. The thing is, as soon as you start to take medications, you mix them together, you add all these other constituents. I have a background in gen chem, organic chem, biochem. And when you mix things together, their properties are going to change. There's going to be interactions. There's either going to be something that was, say, previously good for you, like an antioxidant, could turn into a free radical. So I am not a believer at this point for mixing different things like that for the purpose of skin rejuvenation. I really like feeding the skin topically, doing laser therapies, at-home therapies. But the whole concept of like mixing and miso, I'm a little skeptical of that right now. I'm not one of those types of aesthetic providers that I'll just jump on what's hot and shiny, because side effects do often come down the road.
Before we jump into the rapid fire questions, I want to take a moment to talk to you about Fullscript. Fullscript is a virtual dispensing platform that helps practitioners, myself included, dispense professional grade supplements and improve patient adherence from anywhere. It has the industry's most comprehensive catalog of products, has features like refill reminders and auto reorder, and even sends medically reviewed wellness content to patients on your behalf. I've been using Fullscript in my practice for years, so I have firsthand knowledge of the impact it can have on your patients and your business. First of all, it's super simple to use and loaded with features. Features like EHR integrations, customizable dosage instructions, and an evidence-based protocol library. It makes integrative medicine feel, well, integrated. It incorporates itself into your way of working, with your approach to wellness, even as that evolves, and most importantly, with your patients' day-to-day lives. As someone wanting to address patient adherence, eliminate inventory management, and earn more revenue for your practice, you really should give Fullscript a try. If you're a practitioner looking to sign up, go to fullscript.com/walker to start using Fullscript for free today. And if you're a patient currently ordering supplements from your doctor, let them know about Fullscript. Tell them I sent you. Yeah, it's good advice, and it really is truly such a difficult place for so many of us to navigate. We're lucky to have access to experts like you. Rachel, I want to transition the interview, because I believe that how we live our life and the small details of how we live our life are such predictors of the health that we have. And so I call this section our KPIs. So just like we have key performance indicators in our businesses, I believe that we have them in our lives as well. So I've got a few rapid fire questions coming your way, if you're ready for it.
Go for it.
First one, what's the most impactful book you've ever read?
Oh, I would have to say Rebecca Campbell, Light is the New Black. That's really what gave me the courage to kind of step out into the world and share my message.
I love it. And you mentioned her earlier in the interview, so I'm going to have to look it up. What is the one thing you're most consistent with respect to your health?
I would say definitely skincare.
I hope it's skincare.
Because I mean, it's what I do first thing in the morning and then right before bed all the time.
Awesome. You're walking your talk.
But there's so many other things too.
I know, right? What is something totally badass about you that people would not otherwise know?
Oh, I grew up dirt biking, playing electric guitar, and I was that girl in mechanics in high school that was helping all the other guys take apart their engines.
And she's got a greenhouse. It's awesome. It was a good answer.
I'm a huge tomboy.
It's amazing. What do you do for fun or play?
Getting out in nature. That's probably one of my favorite things to do, is to go to specific pockets where I love the energy, and it just is really grounding, and I'm so blessed to have that here on the island here.
I'm a little jealous of your island life. And last question for you, Rachel, entrepreneurism, are we born this way or do we learn to become entrepreneurs?
I feel like we all have the capability to live a purpose-driven life. And some of us choose to take that path and some of us don't. But no matter what you do, whether you're a travel agent or you make coffee, you can spread love and light in absolutely anything that you do. So I used to do those jobs. I used to pump gas, and I would do those things to serve other people with sort of like the highest intention, if you will. So you don't have to be an entrepreneur and able to make a big difference in people's lives and brighten their day.
Rachel Varga, you're up to so many great things. Where can we send you our people to learn a little bit more about what you're up to?
Sure. RachelVarga.ca is the best place to find me. You can check out my blog. That's where I post all my videos, all my interviews, live events, things like that. Getting on the newsletter is really key so that you don't miss out. But I do post a lot on my Instagram and Facebook at Rachel Varga Official. And if you take a screenshot or send me a DM after listening to this, I would love to send you a free gift. And yeah, just say hi. I love connecting with people online. I answer my own emails and direct messages, so please reach out. But definitely rachelvarga.ca is the best place to find me, and at Rachel Varga Official. Don't forget to get the treatment planning guide that pops up with my sophisticated skin cheat sheet as a little bonus right now.
Amazing. And we'll hook everyone up in the show notes. Rachel, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me today, Megan.
The Anthropology Podcast is about leveling up your mindset, your health, and your business so you can maximize your impact in this world. To that end, we're going to begin with a new series of offerings to help you have that impact you've always dreamed of. Over on the Anthropology Podcast page, we're going to start doing live broadcasts of episodes. Sometimes these will be solo episodes, and sometimes these will be with guests. This is your opportunity to interact with us live as we are recording your favorite episodes. Adjacent to our Facebook page, we also have the Anthropology Collective, a free Facebook group with hundreds of fellow entrepreneurs just like you. In the Anthropology Collective, we're going to keep you up to date on upcoming masterclasses, interact daily, as well as have new offerings like our Badass Book Club. After a two-year hiatus, we are bringing it back. Our new April and May selections are going to be announced in the coming weeks, and we would love for you to participate in all of these new virtual offerings. I believe that when people have their health, they can change the world. That is what inspired us to start this podcast in the first place, and that is what is inspiring us to keep going. I'm so appreciative of all of you. Give us a like over on Apple iTunes and come and join us in the collective. We'll see you there.